radioactivism. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuskin.
Hey they. How's everybody doing tonight? This is Bob Tuskin. No, it's not. It's Chris Geo filling in for Bob Tuskin this evening. Have a great show planned for you this June 4th, 2013. Of course, my lovely chipmunk twin flame and co-host Cherie is joining us. And if you don't know us, we are the hosts of Truth Frequency. You can find us at truthfrequencyradio.com. Now, we've got a few things to talk about this evening. However, I want to give out the call-in numbers. So, as Bob says, get your crayons out. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now, what I want to know from you guys is your opinion on false flag terror. It's something that we've been talking about a lot on Truth Frequency lately, and we're going to veer away from that for a little bit on our show because we're actually in production of a film called Crisis Actors, The Evolution of False Flag Terror. And we outline how false flags and false flag MO has evolved from using dozens of people and trying to fool dozens of people to go along with the false flag agenda to using one or two operatives with one or two mentally unstable people. And of course, the mentally unstable people get thrown under the bus and the operatives are never heard from again, to full blown hoaxes like Sandy Hoax, which uses crisis actors. And we detail crisis actors, prove that crisis actors are real, and that they've been used in events. Not all events are staged. Not all events lack victims or lack any violence or any of that. There is real violence going on. There's real jihadist violence, Islamic jihadist violence going on. Not here in the States, not in the West. Well, there is a little bit. There was a situation in New York that happened that a lot of people don't know about back in February. And there was a beheading. I'm sorry, I said New York, New Jersey. There was a beheading in New Jersey. Islamic jihadist beheaded a couple of Christian people. You didn't hear about it. Why didn't you hear about it? Because it was a real event. That's all that I can deduce. When they try to control all the information, as Hillary Clinton has said over and over, they're losing the info war. And she'll be very blunt in her assessment. So what's the best way to win the info war? Create the situation. Create everything. Control everything from the witnesses to the victims to the suspects. And that, in my opinion, is the evolution of false flag terror. Now, I want to hear from you guys. What do you think? Is it possible for the government to use crisis actors? Do crisis actors exist? And what is your thoughts on the UK situation? Was that a false flag event? Did it look like a real event? Did it look like a real beheading? Have you done any research into real beheadings? I have. I've watched plenty of beheading videos, unfortunately, over the last couple of weeks, so I can make an accurate analysis in this film that we're working on. And I just want to know what the general consensus out there is. If you guys believe in the false flag operation, if you can see through the veil, and if you would even take it a step further and say that they are using crisis actors, and especially your take on Sandy Hook too. Was that a real event? Can anybody bring any evidence to the airwaves that children actually died on that day and those people were anything less than actors? So I want to pose all those questions to you. I have Cherie with me, of course. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing good, of course. Always busy, knee deep in this research. And unfortunately,
he really has, you guys. He whenever he says, you know, I've watched all these videos and I've done all this research, he's not playing around. He really has been doing the research. He's been up all hours of the night. So have I, researching all of these events. And it is becoming a common theme that when you have a staged attack that is real, such as 9/11, you have victims that you have to pay millions and millions of dollars to make up for what you did to their family.
It goes deep. But once again, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with another discussion.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
The future.
All right, we are back on this Tuesday edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Since Shirichi is filling in for Bob Tuskin. And it's important that we expose these false flags and false flag terror operations, whether they're staged or real events containing real actors. I'm sorry, containing real people or actors. Because every time there's a false flag, that's more and more of your liberty that's being trampled upon. And people have gotten so ridiculous lately that ridiculous things are happening. I mean, it's getting... change his name. Because sign language, his name in sign language, looks too much like a gun. Yes, that is a real story.
Yes.
There's a deaf child whose name is Hunter Spanger, and Spanger, I'm not sure how to pronounce that last name, but he's being asked by a school to change his name because the sign language name, and this is not something he made up, this is the actual way that you sign language Hunter. It looks too much like a gun. And their policy is that children are not allowed to make gun signs with their hands. I mean, this is how ridiculous it's gotten. Now, if I was the parent, I would be extremely, extremely offended, first and foremost. And second of all, it's ridiculous. I mean, how many times have you heard of children getting suspended from school from doing the little gun sign with their hands? There's nothing wrong with that. There's no threat there. There's no danger. There's nothing.
And yet they're treating them like they're creating some kind of pipe bomb in the bathroom or something.
Right. And you older people out there, you know, when you, in the 50s and 60s, you used to give your children BB guns and mm-hmm. bows and arrows, and you taught them to defend themselves, and the guns were not a taboo. And guess what? There were no crazy gun violence back then. There wasn't any school shootings like you hear about now on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. It's only when we started switching from the real guns and teaching children about gun safety and how to handle guns properly that we started to see the misuse of them, whether it's a false flag operation or not. I remember those Nintendo controllers. They didn't even look like real guns, but the people were so upset about them that they had to turn them orange at one point in time just mm-hmm. to make an even bigger distinction. Toy guns started having to have little orange pieces on the end to signify that they're not real. Then all of a sudden it turned into no guns at all, period, and you can't even make them with your hands.
Well, and
do you see how totalitarianism and how the police state inches its way in? You let the camel's nose under the tent, and pretty soon the whole camel's in the tent.
And just like those no hesitation posters that the law enforcement agencies have been using to practice shooting innocent people in their own homes on, you've got this running theme of a little kid carrying a gun or an old lady carrying a gun, like in her bathrobe, carrying a gun, an old man next to his bookcase carrying a gun. And so you've got this, you've already got this idea. The police officers already have this idea implanted in their minds of everybody's got a gun. Everything that anybody's hiding has to be a gun or drugs. You know, if somebody has their hand behind their back, it means they're hiding something, and it's probably a gun. And so what you have is a culture of pre-crime, essentially, where you have people being shot all the time now just because it looked like they were carrying a gun, when really it's a cell phone. They even said a cell phone can be used as a weapon now. So we can classify it as a weapon until we actually look at it and dig through it and make sure it's not a weapon.
Listen to how ridiculous it's gotten. A Florida high school student wrestled a loaded gun away from another teen on the bus ride home this week and was slapped with a suspension in return.
Jesus.
The 16-year-old Cypress Lake High student in Cypress Lake High student, not a high student, I think, in Fort Myers, Florida, told WFTX TV there was no doubt he saved a life after grappling for the loaded 22 revolver being aimed point blank at another student on Tuesday.
Oh my God.
We're punishing our students now. We're punishing the children for saving lives.
For doing the right thing.
Right. There was another situation I just heard out of Canada as well, which is surprising that the police state has gone out that far as well. But the student was expelled because he wrestled a knife out mm-hmm. of somebody's hand who was threatening another student.
That's right.
This is the sissification of society. This is where these anti-gun laws, even if they're not completely anti-gun on the surface, you can still go and buy a firearm, but it's tiptoeing into that totalitarianism, and it's also making people not want to fight back.
Right, right. I mean, it's teaching the other students, hey, don't you dare stand up for your fellow man, you slave. Get on the floor and cower like everyone else.
Right.
If somebody has a gun, especially if they have a gun and a badge, you get your butt on the floor and you put your hands on your head and you stay still. You just cower.
Recently, I don't have the article in front of me, so I don't remember the exact state, but recently a woman was about to be raped by somebody who had broken into her house. The police department had some budget cuts, and so were only available Monday through Friday. It happened to be Saturday, so her 911 call was transferred outside of her county. They didn't have anybody to respond to her, and the 911 operator said, well, you know, you can just ask him to leave once he comes in the house. You can just ask him to leave. He's about to come in and rape you, but you can just ask him to leave, and we're not going to do anything about it. And, oh, if you have a gun and you do something about it, then we'll send our people to come and arrest you. This is the kind of society that we've created, and it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We have to teach our children to fight, bullies, to fight tyranny, not the other way around. But the victim mentality and the cowering in the corner, it's not just for the school. It's for the programming of these children. Mm-hmm. So when they grow up, then they accept the police state, they accept government oppression, and they play the victim and believe that there's nothing they can do about it. It's much bigger than just suspending a couple of kids because they stopped a bully from bullying somebody or from knifing somebody or from shooting somebody.
Well, yeah, it's far more institutionalized, I think, than just wanting a police state and wanting to, you know, put these kids under suspension and it's just an isolated incident. No, I think it's much more institutionalized than people realize just how bad it is. I read an article written in 1997 or 1998, and this was a year before Columbine, about local schools in the Denver area making kids as young as six make little coffins and make little funerals for themselves. And this is for themselves. This isn't for like a pet or, you know, a grandma or grandpa or something. You know, this is death education, which was implemented in the late 70s. And this death education first started out with just high schoolers teaching them about, you know, the acceptance of death, where do we go when we after we die? I mean, basic psychology type of stuff. But then it started spreading into younger and younger age groups until you had six-year-olds making coffins. But between those ages, you also have things like the lifeboat game, where they teach you that everybody on the lifeboat's going to die unless you throw somebody off. And so it's all about who deserves to die and who deserves to live. And I guess the captain of the ship, which is supposed to be government, decides who dies. That's always the common theme, is that one person has to be elected to decide who gets to die. It's not really a democratic effort even in these exercises. And so, and they vary, of course, I mean, throughout the nation, but it has been implemented all throughout the country, this death education crap.
Well, I'm looking at helpguide.org for how children should deal with bullies. And number one tip, understand the truth about bullying. Walk away from the bully. Bullies want to know they have control over your emotions, so don't react with anger or retaliate with physical force. I agree to that. However, this next point here says protect yourself. If you can't walk away and are being physically hurt, protect yourself so you can get away. Your safety is your first priority. Protect yourself and run away? That's the advice that we're giving our children nowadays? No. No. If it was my child, I would tell them, no, if somebody hits you, you hit them right back.
Yeah, you hit them and you keep going and you just tell,
yeah,
you just tell mom and dad who started it.
Right.
You
exactly.
Know, and that'll be the end of it. If you started it, then your butt's getting beat when you get home. But if you didn't start it, then good for you. You stood up for yourself.
Right.
Lesson number one of living on this planet is standing up for yourself. And that is the one thing. Self-preservation, the desire to protect yourself, is the one thing that they haven't taken away from us completely yet. And they're trying their damnedest.
Report the bully to a trusted adult. Yeah, so you can get suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat as necessary.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
Try to view the bullying from a different perspective. Oh, if you're being bullied, just view it from a different perspective. The bully is an unhappy, frustrated person who wants to have control over your feelings so that you feel badly as they do. Don't give them the satisfaction.
So
I say punch them in the face.
Yeah. If somebody is physically harming you, I mean, because like Douglas Dietrich, he's a former military librarian, actually, and had a high-level security clearance. He told us on the show several times, this whole culture that our schools are being run under right now is a prison rape gang culture. People are constantly stealing pencils, pens, sunglasses. Everything is just being, everything that's not nailed down is being stolen from everybody else. They're literally raping each other in the bathrooms when it comes to the physical violence to each other. It's insane.
We'll be right back right here on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Tuscan Show. With With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Protests in Turkey continue to flare up. Government ups the ante. Over 900 arrests have been made as police continue to fight the voice of the people. Just as any oppressive government does, rather than listen to what the people are demanding, they simply use brute force to intimidate others from joining the movement. Now, what's funny about this situation is that it started as a peaceful protest, and all they were protesting was the removal of some trees in a park. And the police responded with brute force and police brutality, and it's turned into one of the biggest protests Turkey has ever seen as a result. And now the focus has shifted from the removal of those trees, which is really a non-issue to begin with. Just if the people don't want the trees removed, they don't want the trees removed. Simple as that. And now it's turned into an all-out upheaval against the police state and against government oppression. I applaud the people in Turkey, but we have to still consider, though, the problem-reaction-solution here. I've studied this extensively. In every situation, it seems like a problem-reaction-solution type scenario. Now, I don't know too much about Turkey. I just want to say that right off the bat. But in Libya, I can tell you that the rebels, quote-unquote rebels, were funded by the National Endowment for Democracy, which is a group based out of the United States, and it's headed up by people like John McCain, George Bush, and their mission is to, quote-unquote, spread democracy through the funding and arming of rebels throughout the other regions that they want to destabilize and then send UN peacekeeping troops in to take over the region. It wouldn't surprise me if the situation either started as something like this or evolves into something like this. But if we start seeing funding coming from John McCain, George Bush, etc., then we know that something nefarious is in the works. So we always have to look at these situations from several different perspectives and always remember, how are they either manipulating the situation? How did they create the situation? Or how will they manipulate the situation to fit their own agenda? Any thoughts?
Well, they'll always manipulate anything to fit their own agenda. They never let a crisis go to waste. And my opinion on these events in Turkey and in the Middle East in particular is that you have a high population of young people who are unemployed, just as in Europe, but they have a very specific culture there that has made it very, very difficult to get along with the West. And our CIA and MI6 and Mossad, all of these agencies help to foment that culture that is constantly fighting with the West, and they're the ones that are always making these stupid claims that they're going to blow everybody up and that they're going to send jihadists over here and everything. The problem is they can't. Without our help. We spoke with J. Michael Springman, for instance, who worked out of Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and he was forced by the CIA and the State Department to let terrorists, bona fide terrorists, trained terrorists, into the United States pre-9/11.
They're all government ops.
Yeah, and
the 9/11 hijackers were actually Saudi nationals working for the CIA. Most of them were alive after the fact. It's ridiculous. It's all problem, reaction, solution. Tig McVeigh went to the electric chair, still saying at least the mission was accomplished. That was the highest priority. And he still believed to his dying day that he was part of a federal operation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, It's like they've evolved over the years, testing, beta testing, and then retesting what works on the public consciousness and what doesn't work. And with things like Columbine and 9/11, they noticed that it was very, very helpful to have the dramatic videos of the so-called, 9/11 hijacker group training in Afghanistan to fight jihad against us. You know, that it was actually very effective to show the people, oh, here are these terrorists and they're training right now to come and fight you and come and kill you just like they did on 9/11. And that was very helpful after Columbine.
Well, see, that's
to have the actors' videos.
That's what's happening in the UK right now,
mm-hmm.
And people don't realize this. That town, Woolwich, is a military town. The police took 20 minutes to respond, to get on the scene after this guy supposedly just finished decapitating another guy in the middle of the street. The military bunkers were just 20 yards away. They were just a couple of blocks away. That's it. Oh, that break creeped up pretty quick. We'll get more into that on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you? flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Isn't what we're building for.
Do not think rationally. That is what the mainstream media is yelling at most every event. And let me finish up the thought on the UK situation. I think that's how they pronounce it in the UK. It's a military town, and the royal bunkers were just a couple of feet away, a few yards away, literally. And nobody came to this guy's aid. Nobody came to catch these people who were running around between 20 and 40 minutes, depending on which witness you talk to. And the police took 20 to 40 minutes to respond, depending on what witness you talk to as well. But because it's a primarily military town, we had Chris Everard on, who grew up in that region. He discussed how they have constantly hired these propagandist actors to act as Islamic street preachers in order to keep the troops believing that there is this Islamic threat in the West, and they have to go to Afghanistan and Iraq and other places to fight this jihadist terrorism. And so it's all part of the stage. It's all part of the exact same operation in order to control the minds of not only the public and not only to push forward the police state, because Cobra jumped on this and now it's TSA checkpoints at the bus stops and everything that they want to do here in the United States is happening there first. K cameras on every corner, drones in the sky, you name it. But this fast-forwarded the agenda for sure. But it also reinforced into the minds of the army over there that there are jihadist terrorists looking to kill everybody. That's exactly what they did at 9/11 here. And the recruitment here after 9/11 was ridiculous. It skyrocketed. I almost fell victim to it too, but my critical thinking came into play, and I was speaking to a recruiter just a few weeks prior to that, because my dad was served in the military, and he believed that it would make a man out of me, and blah, 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 blah. And then 9/11 happened, and I started thinking, and the recruiter kept pushing and pushing for me to go, and I said, no way, I'm not going to go to Iraq, I'm not going to go to Afghanistan, that's ridiculous, no, I know exactly where this is heading. And at the time, it was Afghanistan, but then we saw Iraq, and they've been wanting to go into Iran for 15 years now, or I'm sorry, 12 years now, but they can't do it because Brzezinski said that it's too unpredictable. It's too unpredictable to go into Iran, so they don't do it. However, they're surrounding Iran by destabilizing every country around it and setting up military bases, but I'm kind of digressing from the point. The point is that they don't do anything that is unpredictable, and having a real Islamic jihadist decapitating people and putting it on national news would be too unpredictable for them. They can't control the flow of information. And so this goes right back to the mind control and the idea of don't think critically, because when you start to think critically, then all this starts to come into play. Sheree just sent me an article here. I'll read the headline and then you take us away on it. New York Times warning, trust authorities on Boston bombing or you're nuts.
Yeah, basically a New York Times article called Why Rational People Buy Into Conspiracy Theories is illustrated with a Victorian diagram of the brain updated to show the conspiracy theorist's brain with a flying saucer inside. The message is unmistakable. If you believe in any conspiracy, i.e. organized but deliberately hidden effort or operation at all, you also believe in flying saucers carrying little green men. Here's how it begins. In the days following the bombings at the Boston Marathon, speculation online regarding the identity and motive of the unknown perpetrator or perpetrators was rampant. And once the Tsarnaev brothers were identified and the manhunt came to a close, the speculation didn't cease. It took a new form. A sampling? Maybe the brothers Tsarnaev were just patsies, fall guys set up to take the heat for a mysterious Saudi with high-level connections. Or maybe they were innocent, but instead of the Saudis, the actual bomber had acted on behalf of a rogue branch of our own government. Or what if the Tsarnaevs were behind the attacks but were secretly working for a larger organization? Crazy as these theories are, the essay by Times Magazine columnist Maggie Coerth-Baker implicitly suggests the public should immediately halt speculation once law enforcement officials leak information intended to shape our perceptions. No matter what these leaks are, no matter that these leaks are not the same thing as evidence presented at trial, that the leaks themselves serve an agenda, and that law enforcement has a long history of attempting to persuade the public of false narratives, no matter that the latter is a practice repeatedly, if often belatedly, chronicled by the Times itself. Science orders you to stop thinking rationally. The author goes on to say that recent scientific research, oh, this is where it gets good, tells us that people who believe there's more to a story may actually accept several competing theories as plausible. And because they are open to competing theories, they're basically wacko. Such an ecumenical orientation to mysteries, akin to tolerating various conflicting religious faiths, is supposed to show that there's something wrong with you. However, another study might find that those who prefer pat explanations from the authorities are equally irrational. For example, when the Tsarnaevs were first identified by the public from video footage released by the FBI, the Bureau told us the Tsarnaevs were previously unknown to it. Then the Bureau was forced by the Russians to admit it had known the brothers for quite some time. In fact, the Russians had briefed the Bureau on its concerns several years ago. And at that time, in response to the Russian information, the FBI had begun interacting with the Tsarnaev clan. This unexplained about-face was, according to establishmentarians, just fine. No questions, Your Honor. Here's another doozy. We were initially told that MIT police officer Sean Collier was killed in an altercation April 18th with the Tsarnaevs, perhaps at a convenience store. Later, the authorities said Collier was actually assassinated completely unaware, shot point blank in the back of the head while sitting in his patrol car at an odd spot in between buildings on the MIT campus, and by unknown assailants. The switcheroo was also A-OK with outfits like the Times. Nothing to investigate, no reason to be suspicious. On April 19th, the authorities told us that Zokar Sarnief shot it out in a long gun battle with police before being apprehended. Later, we learned from the same authorities that the young man, lying seriously wounded inside a boat parked in a suburban driveway, actually did not even have a gun with him. In fact, he was nearly executed in a totally one-sided gun battle. This famous flip-flop also raised no red flags with the establishment media. On May 22nd, the authorities told us the FBI had to kill Sarnief's acquaintance in Orlando, Florida, Ibrahim Todeshiv, because he lunged with a knife and stabbed an agent several times. Later, it emerged that, well, maybe he didn't have a knife at all, but maybe at some time he brandished a broomstick or at Article Press time, something else.
Well, I can tell you what. I have one theory that I stick to, and maybe I'm guilty of not flip-flopping like this, but my one theory, and it seems to be backed up by fact over and over and over again, is that the media lies consistently, and the government lies consistently, and you can't trust anything they say, period. In fact, I'm inclined to believe the opposite of what they say in almost every single event.
Mm-hmm. And then they do these stupid inquiries afterwards. Oh, they're forming an inquiry, so it's okay.
Well, like this IRS thing.
Yeah.
Like this IRS thing. We're doing an internal investigation on it. Oh, really? So you're going to be your own judge, jury, and prosecutor and defense attorney. I see how that goes.
I have investigated myself thoroughly, and I have found that I have not committed any crime.
Right. And the whole Benghazi thing, too. Yeah, it's all the same. They make the game, they make the rules, they make the storyline every single time. Whether there's real victims or fake victims, or it's a real event or fake event, they still make up the story every single time.
Well, and I almost wish they would go back to just ignoring the conspiracy theorists, but now they're just being mean. You know, next they're going to start actually trying to get the government to persecute and prosecute conspiracy theorists.
Oh, when I came out with the information about the UK and how it's a staged false flag event, people were writing and saying that I should be put in prison for creating offensive material.
Yes.
Offensive material.
Quote.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it offends me when the media gives me a flat-out lie. It offends me when the government gives me a flat-out lie. So on that logic, let's lock all these people up, too.
Yeah. Lock them all up.
It insults my intelligence and offends me as a free thinker.
Well, I think it offends the entire world. Because even if you're not a free thinker, then you're still being controlled by the system. And, I mean, I don't care if a person is caught up in some kind of cult mentality where they feel like they have to be a part of something, they shouldn't be manipulated like that. That's why I'm against any kind of institutionalization of the cult mentality. And that's all it is now. A cult mentality of, you know, you're bad because you're a conspiracy theorist. Or the latest one that bothers me even more is the alternative media coming out and saying that we're bad. That's a new one. That's one that I haven't seen before, but it makes sense. As soon as we came out with the information about the UK situation, how we thought it was a hoax, essentially, all staged with crisis actors and everything, people came out of the woodworks in the alternative media trying to debunk us by debunking a video we didn't even put out.
Right, right. They were using the guilt by association fallacy, but this time there was no even the association itself to this fake video that was going around that was debunked, and therefore you shouldn't look at anything else because they debunk this fake video that's been circulating, and don't listen to Truth Frequency. The alternative media was attacking us by name too, mm-hmm. which was great because it drove a whole lot of traffic to our site.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm happy in that perspective, but still, they're calling us out by name and tying us to something we didn't even say, putting words in our mouth.
Right.
It's a straw man argument with a fake straw man. It's no longer wagging the dog. There is no dog, as Sheree said.
Well, and basically, we wrote them an email, right? And we tried to explain the situation to them, like, okay, we need a retraction right now. because there's going to be a lawsuit. And et cetera,
right, and
et
you defamed us, et cetera, and they wrote back and they said, well, we'll be happy to retract it, but we didn't defame you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
We lied about
when
you
tie us into something that we didn't say, that's not tied to, that we didn't promote, period, and you tie us into it, that's defamation in false light.
We lied about you, but we didn't defame you.
Right, right.
We lied about you and called you disinformation at a critical point in your career, but we didn't defame you.
Right.
No, see, I'm fed up with the so-called alternative media at this point. They are becoming more and more like the mainstream every day. And I see the transition that is occurring, and I don't like it, because it means that the controllers are able to at least brainwash a few of the people that are leaders in this movement, or whatever you want to call it. And they have somehow gotten them to work for them. Even if it's indirectly, even if it's just leaving stuff out and not talking about certain things, or focusing on, you know, this over here, or leave this part out and don't talk about this. And, you know, that's their choice. We live in a universe of free will. It's just sad, though.
It is sad where we're heading. And reinforcing the official story is essentially reinforcing the police state. I've said that time and time again. I'm not going to reinforce the official story. Nobody has brought me any evidence to reinforce the official story. As a matter of fact, all the hate mail that we received over that period of time when we came out with this information, nobody did anything but name call. That's it. Name call. I hate you. You're going to die. This and that. Lots of death threats. Things like that. Right, right. And I would respond to a few of them with, okay, well, just prove to me. I'm open-minded. Prove to me that the official story is real, and I'll be more than happy to retract my statements and change my view. I don't mind changing my view. I don't have some kind of big ego where I'm always right. If I'm not changing my views and I feel like I'm not doing my research and I'm not getting new information coming in. But nobody can respond with anything to back up the official stories. Nothing at all. It's just, well, the mainstream media reported this. Okay, well, I'll give you 100 instances where the mainstream media has lied or misreported, if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. So why are you believing anything they said? I mean, there was this one guy, and he says, don't trust anything coming out of Daily Mail, by the way. Because he quoted something coming out of Daily Mail, when he just turned around and the last three paragraphs was talking about how the official story is right, and Daily Mail's carrying this official story. So make up your mind. It's doublespeak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's change the subject here for a minute. Chumlee of Pawn Stars dies from a marijuana overdose. Proves TV really does make you an idiot. In what can only be described as the most epic act of stupidity recorded in mankind's history, Chumlee of Pawn Stars managed to overdose on marijuana. It's a fact that she would have to consume about 250 pounds of top-shelf cannabis to die. But where there's a will, there's a way. The TV Pawn Star set up 90 vaporizers to one tube and had his fans lighting bowls while he took hits. The cannabis didn't actually kill him, but rather the fact that his lungs filled up with soot. Still, this sets the movement back at least 50 years now, because the anti-marijuana activists have the first recorded marijuana-related death to point their finger at. In 2013, the use of cannabis is threatening Big Pharma and many other corporations who have lobbied for prohibition for higher profits. 14 states have legalized it for medicinal use, and Colorado and Washington have legalized it for recreational use. More and more people are turning to the plant instead of chemical substances to replace everything from Prozac, Vicodin, alcohol, and much more. Way to go, Chumlee. Way to go. Way to set us back. You know, we're standing for freedom, and we're taking it. We're taking it back. And then idiots like this have to set us back. And, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm in, like I'm not considering the family members or any of that. I mean, of course, they lost a loved one, and that's always terrible. But, hey, you know, stupid is as stupid does. And when you set back a whole movement based on your own stupidity, then I have no other choice but to call it out. If I overdosed from marijuana, I would hope that people are calling me out for it after I'm dead. Really? Really, especially when there are hundreds of thousands of responsible people out there, millions of responsible people out there that smoke cannabis regularly and have absolutely no problem. I mean, I smoke regularly, and I don't smoke during the day because I know if I do smoke during the day, then I won't write articles, I won't be keeping up with what's going on, and I'll just sit there and play video games all day. So instead, I smoke at night.
Well, I smoke.
And I'm in Colorado, by the way, so it's legal here. So anybody who's, you know, getting their panties all knotted
yeah,
up right
now.
Yeah,
we have our rights.
Yeah, we have our rights here. And we have a constitutional amendment to say that we can smoke cannabis and we can even grow it in our own homes if we want. And that is something that everybody should have the right to do.
Yeah.
And everybody does have the right to do. I've always said that regulating cannabis is like regulating tomatoes. It comes from the ground. Be right back.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
Facebook and Google have been a data mining operation, and you opt in because it's a private organization. And so they don't have to be bound by the Constitution. But as if we're living in the Twilight Zone, Google's actually fighting the FBI and trying to injunct them from from being forced to disclose information about their users. It's a very strange case because you would imagine that Google acts the opposite, and they've acted the opposite time and time again. But no, they're actually fighting to protect the safety of their customers' data. Now, is this a benevolent act? No, it's not. Google just wants to maintain that control, and the federal government's getting a little jealous and saying, hey, wait a minute, you have more info than we do. Give us your info. And time and time, they're doing it under national security. Time and time again, they've used national security and these letters that they've sent to corporations demanding things. And this comes in the wake of Obama pulling all of the Associated Press's emails and his war on journalists. So it's very, very strange indeed. I'm on Facebook. You can find me at facebook.com/ChrisGeoMusic. And I've got to say, I love my Facebook family and my Facebook friends. They post some really interesting news articles and statements and things like that. And Nathan Frazier, he's a personal friend of mine who lives here in Colorado, too. He does a show on our network, truthfrequencyradio.com. His website is livefreefm.com. Really good show. He actually posted this just now, which kind of made me chuckle. Fun facts about American history. At one point in time, it was okay to beat your wife with a stick as long as it wasn't any thicker than your thumb. At one point in time, it was okay to own another human being and the fruit of his labors as long as that human being was from Africa. At one point in time, it was okay to use violence to control peaceful people and force them to buy you the things you wanted as long as you did it through government. Oh, wait a minute. We still haven't outgrown that one yet. And as you can tell, Live Free FM, that is a show about government control and living outside of government and helping people to realize that you don't need government in your life, that you're perfectly capable of governing yourself. And I've taken the principles that Nathan Frazier speaks about and I've used them to dictate my own life and to govern my own life. And I've got to tell you, it is completely different, and I feel so much better about myself, about the world around me. And it's just a shame that so many people out here are still living under that government control, and they're still brainwashed by the mainstream media, still brainwashed by the government, and it's all based in fear. I can't emphasize that enough. It's all based in fear. False flag attack, fear, 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 give up your guns. Problem, reaction, solution. That's the way it happens every single time. So it's important to get your friends and family to tune in to the Bob Tuscan Show and all the great shows here on RBN, because these people are doing something, standing in front of freedom, defending it, while the cowards are standing behind freedom, doing whatever they're doing, and trying to stop people who are in front of freedom, defending it, from doing what they're doing.
Well, and like any other war, there are many different fronts to this war. We have so many things that we can get involved with and be activists in. Going against Monsanto, going against the prison
etc.
This goes on.
But this show is the one you love right now, ladies and gentlemen, because you never know when the last time is going to be.
Be active. Love one another.
Chase those crazy ballers out of town. Chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.